y'all. This your girl, GC. Look, I'm going to air back on in a little bit. I'm just trying to get some things together around the his house, the crib, you feel me? And once I finish getting this little small little stuff knocked down, I'm going to get back on air and we is going to chat and gossip. Oh, Lord. Rub my ass out off. But, oh, my God. I can't stop saying I'm sorry, but I see y'all a little bit. Lord, forgive me, but I just love saying it because it's so hilarious. Oh, my God. Well, I'm in a goofy mood. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a positive mood. So, yeah. And hopefully I can try to get somebody on air so I can do a little interview. So, stay tuned. Love you. And I'll be back. This is your girl, GC. And this is Sunshine Podcast Show. Hey, what is up, y'all? I'm your girl, Gemini Chanel, and this is the Gemini Sunshine Podcast Show. So, it's something that I want to discuss, and I just want to say this because this really, really hit close to home. First of all, I was on the internet, and I happened to stumble across this story of a 15-year-old young Chicago girl that has a mental disability. And she was walking with these group of girls and little boys, and they jumped her. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you something. The first thing I thought about was my aunt and myself. I don't understand. I just don't get it. Like, these people are so freaking evil. Like, look, we are living in a wicked, wicked, wicked world, y'all. People are not genuine. People are not genuine. They're not sweet. They are not nice any freaking more. First of all, this is how you know that the little boys are so damn stupid. Instead of them saying like, yeah, we sorry, you know, being more apologetic, you know, saying apologies a little. These motherfuckers talking about some, oh, the little girl sucking ding-dings and she ain't got no disability because she out here sucking ding-a-ling. And let me tell you something. That girl don't know no battle, first of all, because she is disabled. She has a mental disability. Then on top of that, y'all just making up any type of excuses of why y'all thought it was funny for y'all to jump, for y'all let the girls jump the girl. And then y'all say, y'all ain't no Captain Sabo. Man, let me tell y'all something. If that was my daughter, I'm trying to tell y'all, I would have came down that bitch with a semi-automatic. Because first of all, I don't play that shit. I don't play that shit at all. And that shit got me mad. Because let me tell you something. When I was in school, and I'm going to tell you, I have lead poisoning. So when I was in school, the teachers used to let the kids pick on me. All the damn time. They would pick on me, call me slow. That's why you in a special ed class, this and the third. And I wasn't even in no special ed class. Nothing. You know, it's just that they went behind my parents' back and start having counselors and psychiatrists coming to the school, pulling me out of class, talking to me, asking all these dumb, crazy-ass questions. And I'm like, look, I don't know what's going on, but y'all need to leave me the hell alone. You know what I'm saying? And to see this young girl get beat up like that, that's some fucked up shit. And I'm gonna tell you something. When I was in school, the teachers used to let the kids pick on me. You hear me? They used to let them pick on me. And it got to a point where they told my mama and Mandy that if y'all don't sign these papers saying that she this and she's that, then we're going to keep suspending her. So I got tired of, I stopped bucking. So every time somebody was messing with me, I stopped beating the hell out of them. Yes, I did. I stopped beating the hell out of the kids in school. And it was getting to a point where they start sending me home. And I ain't give a damn because I'm like, y'all know that these kids picking on me. And now one time did y'all discipline them, but y'all was discipline me for defending myself. And
come to find out later on, they were showing favoritism because some of them were buying drugs from their parents. So that's why some of them was getting away with it, or they was kin to them. And that shit was very, very hard on me. And then it got to the point where they actually expelled me. I was out of school for 3 years because of the dumb, stupid shit that was going on in school. I ended up getting put out every freaking school that was in the city that I was staying in. Then on top of that, they even, you know, they it started way from when I was a little kid, because even the principal, I'm gonna put her ass out there, Virginia Dr. Berry. Virginia Berry, that's right, Sharice Berry's mother, that's right, the principal, or her dick sucking ass daughter. She gonna tell me, maybe you need to go home and your mama can teach you how to act in school. So I told her this. I said, well, maybe you need to tell your daughter to stop putting her mouth on people. Maybe she won't have them sores around her lips. Because we was in middle school and she done sucked the whole football and basketball ding-a-lings. And you gonna tell me how I should act and your daughter out here just everybody in goddamn school behind the bleachers up under the stairway, and you gonna tell me what? Check your own damn child. So, you know, they gave me a hard time, y'all. I'm telling y'all. And, you know, I don't really claim it, but it's just that by me having lead poison, it gave me real bad headaches. And, you know, I just be going through a lot of different phases. I'm not saying like I'm slow or whatever. I'm not dumb. I'm not slow. I'm very intelligent. It's just that it affects some mental things in my mind. Or it's like I get paranoid. I have anxiety. I catch panic attacks. I just be bugging. You know what I'm saying? I freak out. And I just be bugging. But, and I have a low self-esteem too. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm not good enough. I feel like everything that I try to do end up being a failure. So sometimes I just don't even try to do anything because I'm scared I'm gonna mess them up. And, you know, and it's not healthy for me because I'm in a situation where I'm married to someone that keeps messing with me. And it's like, that's not good for my mental. It's not healthy for my brain, and I don't need to be around nobody like that. Because he gonna act like he ain't do nothing wrong, but he be the cause of why certain things happen. And that's why I gotta distance myself from him. But that shit is sad. And I know for a fact that the teachers knew that they was picking on that girl, and 9 out of 10 the teachers probably ain't even pay that shit no mind. Just let them pick with the girl and everything. And the teachers need to be at fault too, because why the fuck would y'all let them kids pick on her? And then, like, I know it was grown people outside probably watching them jump that girl, because it looked like they was in an alleyway where it was some houses. So if y'all heard that girl screaming, why the fuck y'all ain't go outside and stop them kids from beating that girl like that? I blame the teachers and the people that was in the neighborhood and heard her screaming. Y'all, I know some of y'all motherfuckers ain't working. So y'all had to been in the house. And y'all could have helped that girl. Because she was screaming loud. That was messed up. I ain't like that. The way... Ooh, and my uncle disabled too. I'm going to tell you. That would have been my uncle, my daughter. It would have been Rambo season on that bitch. I don't like that. It's not cool. And like the other girl was saying on here, y'all need to help them people. Like if y'all see people that have a mental disability, help them. Don't try to take advantage of them. Don't do that shit, because that's not right. You don't do that. You don't do that. And ain't nothing good come back from you taking advantage of somebody with a mental disability. That's not right. Because y'all know what the fuck y'all doing. They don't. 9 out of 10, they don't know what the hell really going on because it's taking them a while for them to comprehend, to even figure out what is going on. So y'all know what the hell y'all doing, and that's wrong. And if y'all see them out, you know, somewhere, and they don't know what's going on, or tell them, just help them. Don't harm them. Help them, because at the end of the day, that could be y'all kids. That could be y'all fucking family member like that. Y'all don't want nobody to do y'all family member like that. So why would y'all do that to other people? Like, I don't get it. I can't get down with that shit. I can't get down with it, and I don't like it, because that was real messed up. Like, they act like they was walking that girl home, and they jumped her. Like, they jumped that chair. Like, that was real messed up. That was some coward-ass shit. And then, like, I don't have no sympathy for them little girls that jumped her. Because they all on the social media talking about, we sorry. No, y'all weren't sorry, because y'all shouldn't have jumped that girl. And then on top of that, by mistake, they said that her mom had just passed away. So it's like, why would you do that? Y'all know this girl going through something. She just lost a parent. And then y'all fuck around and y'all pick on her. Like, I don't understand. People just so fucking evil. Like, people just, people just so fucking evil, y'all. I don't understand why people just so sickening like that. They ass should be in jail. It's certain things that's going on that need to be addressed. And that should be addressed. And they asses should be in jail. They should be in jail. They need to. They little asses need to be in jail. Matter of fact, put their ass in the penitentiary for a few weeks and see how long will they last picking on somebody in there. Well, I said, people just, to me, ain't nothing gangsta about you picking on nobody with a disability. You's a fucking coward. You's a coward. And I don't give a fuck. Anybody that picks on somebody that can't think for themselves like that, they fucking cowards, y'all. You don't do no shit like that. I don't like shit like that at all. That's some sick, disgusting shit. And then they sitting there laughing like it was so hilarious. Like, cause look, one night I had got off from work because I was very upset about the shit that happened in my job. So I'm ordering something to eat, and I was telling the dude, you know, I wanted a chicken sandwich. So the way I said it, it sounded country, but he must have thought it was funny. So when I pulled up to the drive-thru, I said, so what's funny? Cause I know I ain't telling no jokes. So when I asked him what was funny, he hurried up and changed his whole demeanor. Because, see, I wasn't playing with him. Because, see, I was going to reach right through that little sliding door that went his head in the drive-thru. And I was going to slap the shit out of him. Because, bitch, what the fuck is you laughing at? And when he seen that I was going to want to play with, he hurried up and changed his motherfucking tone. Like, And I would fuck around and be the advocate and stand up for the people with disability. Because I have lead poisoning. And that shit caused me to have a little slight bit of a mental disability. But at the same time, I didn't let it get the best of me. I really didn't. I didn't let it get the best of me at all. And that shit need to be addressed. Everybody should be treated equally and fair. That's not right. It's not fucking right at all. And I don't like it. I don't condone shit like that. People like that, they sick. Y'all make fun of people. And then when somebody fuck around and do something to y'all, y'all get mad. Y'all want somebody to stop for y'all. But what about that person that y'all did it? Y'all did it to another person. So now y'all getting y'all karma back. Y'all getting y'all taste of y'all own medicine. Y'all don't like the way that medicine tastes. You don't like the way that Robitussin tastes in your throat, do you? So why the hell you think that shit cool for you to do it to somebody else? Just like my husband. He thought it was cool for him to disrespect me and say this and say that. But when I started doing it to him, that's when he wanted to come up. You gonna talk to me like that?
So yes, y'all.
You gonna talk to me like that? I'm like, nigga, You talked to me like that any type of way. And the other time, it was cool when you talked to me like that. So, yeah, some people don't like to get a whiff of their own. They don't like to smell their own poop sometimes. You know, when you rub their own, when you rub people's shit in their face, they don't like it. They can't stand it. And they want to be like, why you, I can't believe you. Why would you do this to me? Da, da, da. The same reason why would you do that to me? You know? So, if you don't want nobody to do that shit to you, why would you do it to somebody else? That's the shit that I don't understand. Like, if y'all don't want nobody to treat y'all a certain way or talk to y'all a certain way, why the fuck is y'all doing it to other people? You know? I don't get it. Like, what the fuck? Like, if y'all don't want nobody to do that shit to y'all, what makes y'all think that it's cool for y'all to treat people a certain way? Lord, let you not do them the same way they do you. They get the crying. I can't believe you did that. Oh, my God. Well, bitch, what about that person you did that shit to? Like, it was funny. It was so cool. You joked about it with your little peers, your friends, your family, whatever. They thought it was cool. They thought it was hilarious. But when you start bucking back on them or standing up to them, you know what I'm saying? That's when everybody want to look at you like you wrong. So it wasn't wrong when you was doing it, though. You know, like, people just so damn sickening and so childish and immature. It don't make no sense. And not only that these little kids doing it, but it's grown-ass people that do it. So grown-ass people that does it all the fucking time. And this shit make me so mad because it's like, y'all are grown-ass men and women. And y'all know fucking better. And it's like, the kids only pick up what they see their parents do. What they see on TV, what they see on social media, which is portrayed by the grown-ass people, so-called grown. And they so fucking immature. And the shit is very disgusting and it's sickening. And like I said, I blame the fucking, I really blame the grown people. Because if y'all know, and y'all knew that these kids was picking on this girl in school and all that, y'all should have made sure that, you know what I'm saying, this young lady should have been well watched and taken care of around these type of fucking animals. Because they ain't even no kids. They fucking evil fucking demons. Little fucking demons. And I don't give a fuck if their parents hear me talking about it. What the fuck y'all gonna do? Come over here. Come down south and get your ass hog tagged. Because I ain't fucking scared of y'all. For real. Come on down here with that shit and get your ass hog tagged. Tag your ass just like we do these hogs down here. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit trifling. I don't like shit like this. And poor little girl, and I just send my prayers and my love out to her and her family, because that's some sad shit. And then the little girl turned around and went missing because of all the stuff that was going on. So by her being so traumatized, she didn't even want to be around that area because she stayed with her daddy. And she ended up getting on a train and going to a family member house. They found her safe and sound, but, you know, she just ran away because of all that stuff that happened to her with them jumping her and stuff. And it, you know, it traumatized her, and she didn't want to be on the other side of the town. So she left. And that's sad. Like, you don't do nobody child like that. I don't give a damn they got a disability or not. You still don't do nobody child. There's a lot of, it's so many beautiful children that's dead because of people picking on them. Kids have committed suicides and all that. And they need to enforce their bullying shit. Not only for the kids, but for everybody. Because it's like adults getting bullied at work, kids getting bullied at school, all that shit. Like, that shit need to be addressed. It needs to be addressed. It needs to be handled more professional and more like manner. Because that shit is getting out of hand. Because it's kids and adults, young teenagers killing themselves behind people picking on them. And it's like, where are the fucking teachers? Like, y'all people need to start standing up and saying, hey, that's not right. Don't do that. And if they keep doing it, fucking discipline their ass, suspend them. Suspend they ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, yo. That shit right there. That shit not cool. That shit ain't what it is, because it was one girl that I was cool with. I don't know where she at, but her name was Bashua. And she was a real, real sweet girl. And she was real pretty. People will always pick on her because she had a deep voice as a young girl. And the way she talked, like, her speech was very not, like, her speech wasn't normal like everybody else's. So they would pick on her every time they would hear her talk. And it made me mad because I'm like, why would y'all do that? And when I found out, you know, she was real, real sweet, you know, I started getting mad at people because I'm like, don't do that to that girl. Don't do it. Stop picking on her. Stop picking on people that's, you know, not equipped to everybody. Stop doing this shit because it's not cool. And they used to pick on her all the time. Like, picking on her all the fucking time. And by they picking on her, she ended up being, like, I think 8 honor roll or something. Like, she was, like, she got a couple awards for being, you know, very, very talented in school as far as, like, learning and taking tests and all that. And the same people that was picking on her was the same people that failed some of their fucking tests. And I'll be like, y'all picking on this girl, but she more smarter than y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all picking on somebody that can read and comprehend more than y'all. Y'all the ones that's fucking dumb. You know, and it's just, this world is just so fucked up. And I just, like I said, my prayers go out to that little girl. I think her name Janae or Janice or something like that. She's a very beautiful young lady. It's all over YouTube. And like I said, we gotta do something about this shit because that's unacceptable. I can't do it. I cannot just let this shit not get talked about, because I went through the same type of issue that she went through in school myself. And with fellow people that I was, you know, cool with that had mental disabilities too. And another thing to make me mad, the teachers used to put their business out on Front Street too. That's very unprofessional. Like, why are you telling other people personal business in class? Like, that's why I had no respect for some of the teachers, because I'm like, why would you do that? Like, you don't need to be telling nobody else business. You don't do stuff like that. Like, stop doing that. Stop, like, whatever personal stuff they got, like, far as their grades or whatever, or don't do that. And they give them reasons. They give them opportunities for kids to pick on other kids. It's the teachers. I blame them too. Like, the teachers that they got ain't shit. They ain't shit. Like, why are y'all? I'm trying to figure out how some of them even become teachers. For real. I ain't lying. I'm trying to figure out how some of them motherfuckers become teachers. I want to know. Because half of them, I'd be like, how the hell they become a teacher? You feel me? I'd be like, how the hell this motherfucker here end up becoming a teacher? It had to have been somebody they know. Because I know damn well that this dumb mother that ain't finished school to become no teacher. And I'm being for real. For real. It can't be true. Like y'all motherfuckers, they need some better teachers. They do. They need some better teachers. They're going to do the job. And it's going to discipline them goddamn knucklehead-ass kids. Because them motherfucking kids too grown for me. They know every damn song. They know everything else. But let you tell them read and out loud in front of all the kids and see what they going to do. They ain't gonna be able to read. And them be the same ones that be picking on the kids with mental disability. Here it is. You ask a kid that got a mental disability, the same one they pick on, ask them to read, and I bet you they'll read better than the ones they pick on. They would read much better than the ones they pick on. You know why? Because people was picking on me all the time, y'all. And when the teacher said, can you read this out loud? And the most biggest popular person in school couldn't even read. And I'd be looking at him like, oh my God, you can't read, bitch. Wow. And it'd be so funny because I'd be like, y'all be picking on the kids that y'all call dumb and slow. And they can read much better than y'all. No, I'm reading asses. And I, like I said, I think that they need to be punished. They do. They need to be punished. I'm sorry. Ain't no slap on all that. I'm sorry. No, you won't sorry when your ass is picking on that girl. So, no. Because everybody, I heard all the people was getting on them. Everybody. I don't know if the whole Chicago was going to do something to them. I don't know what they was. I don't know. But the mother girl was crying. She was like, I'm sorry. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Like, you won't sorry when you was stealing. So, yeah. Tell me some. She's, I'm sorry. Girl, you won't sorry. But, yes, that was some sick, twisted, disgusting behavior. Like, it was some disgusting crap. Like, it was so disgusting. I can't believe they did it to the little girl like that. That was so messed up. Like, why would y'all do that? Like, why would you pick on someone that's have a mental disability? Like, why y'all can't just be her friend? Like, why y'all just couldn't be nice? Like, and now everybody jumped on their ass. Now they wanna, you know, I'm sorry. No, y'all asked them I'm sorry when y'all was picking on her. So ain't no need to be sorry now. Hell no, y'all asked me to get punished. And they ain't talking about like beat their ass and nothing like that, but they need to like, you know, maybe just do some little time. Cause that's not right. I don't like that at all. That shit hurt my feelings. Like to see them just beat that girl up and she was screaming for help. And I knew people heard that little girl screaming because she was screaming loud. Like she was like, ah, ah, like she was just screaming. You know what I'm saying? That's not how she sound. I sound terrible, but you know, she was screaming for help, like, and it was so messed up, man. You know, the girl already going through stuff. She traumatized because she just lost her mom. And it's like, then, you know, y'all walking with her. She thinking that y'all helping her. And then all of a sudden, y'all just beat her like that. Like, she don't know what's going on. Or she don't even know why y'all beat her up. All she knows is she just getting punched upside the head. And y'all done knocked her down. And the guys just sitting there laughing, thinking it's funny. Don't even want to tell them to stop beating her up. And then they get online talking about something. We not being no Captain Save-A-Ho. Like, they mamas need to whoop they ass. I'm sorry. They need they ass whipped. That's fucked up. Tell me, we ain't no Captain Save-A-Ho. And all that. That girl don't. I just can't with these damn people. These trifling ass people. Ugh. I can't. So, next subject. Yeah, I just want to say that because that just made me mad. And like I said, we just need to have justice for that young lady because that's so messed up. That's fucked up how they did her. And I'm standing with y'all for justice for that young lady. That was fucked up. I don't go with shit like that. Next subject. I want to talk about this home wrecking ass Eddie Murphy's ex-wife. She is, at first I had respect for her, but then when I found out the shit she was doing, like, I don't have no respect for old girl. She's so fucking disgusting. First of all, okay, Lisa Ray and her sister, which is the brat, got in Nicole Murphy-ish, okay? She got in her shit. And this is what Nicole Murphy said. I did what she couldn't do for her man. Excuse me, bitch. What do you mean? You did what she couldn't do for her man. So what you saying, like be a hoe, be a slut, be a tramp, be a Jezebel, be a whore, a whoremonger, whatever. That's what you did for her man. First of all, bitch, and I'm going to say this to her. I did have respect for this tramp until she did the most trashiest, disrespectful, low-class ass shit ever. I'm telling you, I do not condone bitches cheating. And I don't condone none of that shit, for real. I don't condone none of that cheating shit. But the fact that you a fucking homewrecker, I don't have no respect for her. I don't have respect for bitches like that that go around homewrecking people, homes and marriages. And I don't got no respect for her husband either, because he know fucking better. First of all, you married that lady in front of every fucking body, told everybody you was gonna love her for better, for worse. And then here it is, you go out and you step out on your marriage and you go sleep with this bitch. Embarrass your wife in front of every fucking baddie all over the world. Everybody knows that now that you ain't no but a hoe. And you fuck a bitch that was married. And that's probably why Eddie Murphy didn't want her ass. Because he knew she won't shit. Because if she was all that, then why Eddie Murphy ain't with you? And why you had to go cheat and take somebody else's fucking husband? I don't like bitches like that. Y'all bitches are trashy. Y'all are disgusting. Y'all are the scum of the earth. I don't respect not now bitch that think it's okay to step in somebody else's marriage and cause a whole lot of fucking hurt, pain, and a lot of disgusting shit that goes on in the marriage. First of all, you didn't destroy somebody's home. And whoever his wife is, I don't know who she is, but whoever she is, she need to divorce him and keep him moving. Baby girl, because I know you older than me, so I don't really know why I said baby girl, but boo. Leave that bald-headed ass, milk-dug ass motherfucker alone, because he's no fucking good. Because if he really, really loved you, he wouldn't have cheated on you. And I only think that he only murdered her because she probably had some beneficial to him. But other than that, baby girl, leave his ass alone. And Lisa Ray and DeBrat got in that bitch shit like this. You was a tramp. Like, you was real nasty. And I think how I started was, Lisa Ray had called Nicole Murphy out like, look, bitch, why you out here acting like you ain't doing this shit, but, bitch, I'm gonna put it out there, you out here, sleeping with other people's husbands. And then that's when the bitch said, well, I did what she couldn't do for her husband, that's keep him satisfied. So you think your little motherfucking plastic body ass doing so much for her husband, because you got fake titties and a fake fucking nose. Looking like you can't breathe through that bitch. Like, she's trash. Bitch, you is trash. I just, just so disgusting, like. And I blame these men because they don't, and I'm not just gonna jump on Nicole. It's both of them. It takes two to tangle, like my mama said. It takes two to tangle. So, bitch, you knew what, he knew what he was doing, and she knew what she was doing. Because she should have been like, you know, this is not right. You know, you a married man, and I don't want to do this, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, motherfuckers just so trifling that they don't have no type of respect or no decency and want to just walk around here and just fuck people's homes up because they just don't give a fuck. And it's like, bitch, how can you sleep at night knowing that you're fucking a married man? You know, how can you sleep at night? How can you even smile in the morning? How can you just brush your teeth and like, oh, I'm going to have a positive day and knowing you're sleeping with somebody's husband? You is one evil, pure bitch, I'm telling you. You's an evil bitch. You's a sick bitch. Like, something's wrong with that. And I was looking at certain cultures overseas. If a man cheat on his wife got the right to cut his head off. And I don't know if it's in Hong Kong, but it's somewhere over that way. Like, if you cheat on your wife can cut your head off. So he better be glad he ain't got no Hong Kong wife or no Japanese wife or no Chinese or Taiwan wife, because his head would have been chopped off, because homie don't play that. And then you got to know that she's one of those softy females. I'm not saying like she's a punk, but, you know, she's probably the one that's not, like, rowdy or gangster like how I am. Because, girl, I remember when this before we got married, I remember my dude cheating on me with this girl. I ain't gonna lie, I would hammer him. And I would hammer him. And I would hammer her. I put up at the bitch job. And I was like, yeah. So what's up, sis? You know, she was scared as hell. Told everybody that she worked with him, son. That's the girl that want to fight me. And if anything happened, y'all call security. But no, you was on the phone talking shit, telling my son I ain't number the dog. And he got me well trained. And I'm going to train my motherfucking foot right in your goddamn ass. Yeah, tell my son, you got your bitches well trained. Okay. I'm going to train my foot right in your ass, bitch. And when I told her, I said, so what's up, all that shit you was talking? She ain't say nothing. Like, she was so scared, she didn't even want to put my change in my hand. You know what I'm saying? You talk all that shit, and when I pulled up on you, you was so scared. Oh, my God. I can't get with these trashy-ass females, like, and they get more praise and approval from them being trashy, like, and then here's, you got women that's decent, clean, well-mannered, well-dressed, and just, they don't even get no type of respect, but y'all praise these trashy-ass hoes. Like, man. Ugh! Make balls itch. You know, he don't like to play with me. You know why? Because I set it off like biblical, okay? I would set it off like biblical on his ass, and he know I will. Oh, I had to let him know today, like, who are you talking to, sir? Because do you know, I will box your shit in. For real, I will pat, pat, pat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't believe it. But anyway, let me see if I'm able to play this clip of what was said. Oh, and he said she's apologizing to the lady Leah. That thought that Antonio was single. Bitch, you know he won't single. Oh, you know what? Now I know who his wife is. His wife is the lady that played in Waiting to Exhale. She just gained a little weight, but she's very, very pretty. Yeah, she's very, very pretty. And you know what will make it so bad? This is a small world. Her husband, matter of fact, no, his name is Antonio. So, or Antoine. Either Antoine or Antonio, whatever the fucking name is, you're a cheater. Anyway, his wife played in Boomerang. And she was the one that was laid in the bed with Nicole Murphy, a.k.a. Eddie Murphy, in Boomerang. And he pulled the covers back and her toes was ugly. That's the lady that he's married to. And she's very, very pretty. I just can't believe that he did her like that. Girl, you just need to go in the gym and get your body back and just say, bitch, fuck you with your bald head ass. I can't believe he cheated on her, and she's very, very pretty. And he only cheated on her because she gained the weight. Like, come on, y'all. Like, what the fuck? Like, yo, y'all bitches think having a nice body is everything, and it's not. Because I know plenty of bitches that got bad bodies and dumb as hell. Bitches with bad bodies can't even read, can't write, can't spell, can't count, can't do nothing, can't even cook no oodles and noodles, can't even boil rice. And y'all think these bitches with these bad bodies is everything? They not. What the? Oh, I cannot. I cannot deal with this foolishness. What the fuck is wrong with this world? This world is just like, this world make my balls itch, y'all. Like, I cannot get with this shit here. Oh my God. I can't. Mm-mm. This is a small world, so you try to get back at her for sleeping with your husband, Eddie Murphy, which is not really real because they only did that in the movie, bitch. They got paid for that shit. It was part of the movie. You know what I'm saying? Then you go mess around and sleep with that lady husband. Tell me, I thought he was single. Bitch, you know damn well he wasn't single. And you knew who the fuck his wife was, bitch, with your bald-headed man. Look, I'm about to go on break because I'm a real man right now. But now, before I go on break, I'm going to see if I can play this clip right quick. Hold on. I'm gonna play on Wendy Williams' clip.
So, Eddie Murphy.
You will stop. Eddie Murphy's ex-wife, Nicole. Nicole, you know I love you. But, Nicole, I had no idea.
Did you? They tried.
I had no idea of the rest of your resume, allegedly. Allegedly. She was spotted kissing a married man. Now this, ladies and gentlemen, is Antoine Fuqua. He directed Training Day and other good stuff.
Wait a minute, hold up. This man is a director. He directed Training Day. Also in the same type of position as her ex-husband, because you know her husband produced several movies himself. So, this trashy whore sleeping with a married man, and your excuse is you ain't know he was married. Girl, let me play the rest of this clip.
He's been married to our friend from one of my favorite movies, Waiting to Exhale, Layla Rashawn, for 20 years.
And how you not know he won't marry? And he been married to this lady for 20 some years. How you ain't know? How the fuck you didn't know, sis, that this man was not married? This man been married to this lady for 20-something years. And how you didn't know he was married, bitch? You knew he was married, and you knew what you was doing. So, ain't like you ain't know no better. Bitch, you knew what you was doing, and you knew better. And that's sick, like.
She's at home in L.A. thinking everything was good. Her man's running around, and Nicole pops up on his lips. Oh, I don't know what to say. So Nicole issued a statement, and her statement was, Antoine and I are just family friends.
Oh, really, bitch? So family friends kiss each other in the mouth? They kiss each other in the mouth? Bitch, you're not Italian, you're not Russian, so bitch, don't tell that lie. Yo, I know I heard Susan in the back and say, this is nonsense. Yo, hold on. Let me see how I can play it back right quick. Susan was like, this is nonsense.
Thinking everything was good. Her man's running around and Nicole pops up on his lips.
Oh my God.
Yo, I don't know what to say. So Nicole issued a statement and her statement was, Antoine and I are just family friends. I don't know what to say. But one thing I do have to say is that, back to you, sir. Do you know I ran into him once in my life, and it was in Italy?
Uh-huh.
Do you know he shops there?
Who?
Marco, grab his mic, please. I ran into him, though, in Italy. When I was there, the day of the sachet, yeah. Nicole was nowhere around. I know nothing about this, but then Lisa Ray jumped in. Because, you know, Lisa Ray used to be married to the king of the Turks and the Caicos. Remember that scandal? Well, she says, Nicole, you went after Layla's husband too? Shaking my head. So wrong again. Two, as in T-O-O.
Wow.
So the assumption is, by Lisa Ray's account, that Nicole goes after husbands.
Wait a minute, hold up. So this is her profession. Her profession is going around messing with married men. Messing with married men. Ooh! Ooh. Oh, that's just so nasty. Like, how can y'all bitches just get up and just be messing with married men? And not only did you mess with this married man, but you done messed with other several wives' husbands. Like, oh, you fucking whore! Let me finish playing the clip.
Like, she's just out here in these streets. Nicole, no, you aren't. I don't believe that.
Norman.
Well, we don't know the status of their...
The status.
The status. We don't know if they...
Are family
Leo
friends.
Leo Lachan or Antoine Foucault.
Because we all kiss our family friends like that, right?
Exactly. No. But we don't know if they're still, you know, if they have problems or if Antoine and Leela are separated, but...
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe they have
But they were spotted at a basketball game, their son's basketball game a few weeks ago.
Whose son?
Leela and Antoine.
Oh my God.
She's meeting the kids? Oh, wait, family friend, I forgot. Well, look, shout out to you, Eddie Murphy, because there's talk that you're going to be on Netflix for $70 million.
Hey! And I hope you get that. I hope you get a bitch not named Dollar with her horn ass.
Okay. Look, Eddie hasn't been on the stage since 1987 with Raw, and we know how iconic that is.
Yeah.
I have no idea why he disappeared. This is a case where a man doesn't need this money. He just probably misses the spotlight. The problem is that now he's got to go to comedy clubs to work your jokes. That's what comedians do, not me. I'm not a comedian. I'm a talker. But I just moonlight as other people. So he's nervous because, you know, everybody has the camera phones and they're taking pictures. Oh my gosh, I forgot China's iPhone again. Damn, 2 days without a phone. Okay, I'll mail it today. Okay. He has to work out his jokes. And what comedians do, you know, they go to small venues and they work their jokes. And if you laugh, then they keep it in the set and like that. But if you film him and then you're releasing stuff, it's not going to be as exciting as when he finally gets to the Netflix for $70 million. I know, right? Well, Eddie, I must say, I am all in. All in.
Okay, so enough of that. So, yes, this bitch just, ugh, she's so trifling. How can you mess with several married men and think that shit cool? Baby, that's not cool at all, and it's not cute. It's very, very fucking trash. And low class as hell, because why you can't get your own man to do all the nasty, freaky stuff with? Why you gotta do that with somebody else's husband? And then on top of that, you know, they still are married. And this lady don't even have no clue. Well, now she probably has a clue now that, you know, you've been sleeping with her husband, because it's now all over TV and everybody's talking about it. Like, oh, God. This is some sickening ass shit. Yo, I can't deal with this, okay? This shit is getting out of hand. It's very nasty. It's trashy. And I'm about to go on break. So stay tuned for another segment. And this is some trifling shit. I'm your host, Gemini Chanel, and this is the Gemini Sunshine Podcast Show. And I am going on break, and I will air back in a little bit. So stay tuned. This trashy bitch.